Hi, it's Robin Sharma, and welcome to Daily Mastery. This is my short form podcast where I'll walk you through the insights, methodologies, and tactics that I've shared with many of the world's most successful people as their mentor, including celebrity billionaires, NBA superstars, world-class artists, and global humanitarians. I hope you find great value in today's episode. It's the people who operate in different ways that get the greatest things done. So to have the results only 5% of the population has, you've got to be willing to think and do and operate as 95% of people are not willing to think, do, and operate. So I would say own your freakish nature. And if people say you're crazy or strange or weird because of your daily routines or your SOPs, your standard operating procedures, or your philosophies, smile at them, send them the best, and continue on your path. Be a daily hero. And that sounds very simple, and it is simple. Yet, it speaks to the idea that we must release our victim nature in order to own our heroism. There are too many good people on the planet today that are card-carrying members of the cult of mediocrity. It's not because they're bad people. It's because they've fallen into the trap of believing the programming of the world around them. When we were little kids, we were born into genius, but too often we resign ourselves to mediocrity. We're little kids, we want to do amazing things with our lives. We are quite intimate with our gifts and our talents. We are okay and comfortable in our own skin. We walk our own walk. We talk our own talk. We trust our instincts. But then as we advance through life, we get hurt. And the people around us tell us how to think. And they suggest to us, if we live this way, we will live soaring lives. And over time, we experience a brainwashing of sorts and a heartwashing. And we close ourselves down and we start to steadily and incrementally, we contract, we play small and we restrict ourselves and it becomes the great forgetting. We forget who we truly are and we wonder why we don't feel joyful and there's a lack of soulfulness in our lives and we don't feel alive. And it's because we have betrayed ourselves. Stop giving away your power to external things because that's what victims do. And every single time you refuse to make an excuse or offer a complaint, and you take your power back from a fear or something maybe you've been procrastinating on, you become more powerful. And if every single day you practice micro bravery and you do uncomfortable things and you vote for difficult projects, you steadily become the hero that you're meant to be. We get from life not what we want, but who we are. So build your warrior character because life is a mirror. And we get from life not the things we hope for, we get from life who we are. And so I'm going to encourage you to focus on building what I call the four interior empires of mindset, which is your psychology, heart set, which is your emotionality, health set, which is your physicality, and soul set, which is your spirituality. All external empires of prosperity or fame and fortune or applause or lifestyle, all exterior empires come from and flow from the four interior empires of mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set. If you want a world-class life, then develop a world-class interior core. Because everything you do and everything you touch reflects who you are. Hi, it's Robin Sharma. I hope you've received strong value from today's episode. I encourage you to read my latest book, The Everyday Hero Manifesto, which is helping people from right across the world live soaring lives. If you'd like to go into further learning, you can head over to robinsharma.com, where you can download my free ebook, The World Changers Manifesto. And when you do that, you'll also get full access to the Everyday Hero Training Formula, which is a complete system to help you upgrade your productivity, positivity, impact, and the quality of your life. Have an outstanding day.